Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
In our last article, or podcast if you happen to listen, it was called Refuse to Refuse. We talked about living with hope. Since hope is so critical, it's worth a look at how God tethers you to hope. Actually, it's challenging to be a Jesus follower in today's world. Equally, to live without hope is tragic. Let's explore how God tethers you to hope and exactly what a tether is. Have you ever told your child or some other youngster to really watch their stuff when they go somewhere? You know, their backpack, their purse or wallet, phone, keys, and some might add their snacks. Basically, you try to inspire them to find a way to tether those valuables to their person. So what exactly is a tether? Well, as a noun, a tether is a rope or chain, or I suppose something invisible, like an electronic fence, to keep an animal from wandering. As a verb, a tether is a strong action of fastening something or someone to keep it or them safe. Equally, in today's technological world, it's the process of a smartphone or tablet connecting with another device nearby, like a laptop. Well, if you think about it, one doesn't automatically get tethered. First, there must be a reason for the tethering. Second, a process is involved, even if as simple as tying a rope around. Third, a willing party is easier to tether. Otherwise, like an untamed horse, a person would continually fight the tether. Well, let's start with the first idea, a reason for the tethering. When we talk about God tethering you to hope, the motive is easy to identify. God wants to keep you close to Himself. Plus, He wants to keep you safe. Essentially, God's love is the reason for the close connection. He cares so much for you. Similarly, love is the best motive for tying into relationships with family and friends. Of course, there are other motives, but many are not worthy. Too often, a person wants connection with another person because they are self-serving. That isn't how God tethers. His motive is always love. We said there was a second idea, the process for tethering. We often think of a rope, leash, or chain for the purpose of tethering. However, that's not the strongest or most effective way to tie into someone. For best connection, use invisible qualities like these: common interests, admiration, a desire to serve, the opportunity to learn from another person, to keep someone safe, building into the development of another person, and so on. Invisible ties are the strongest kinds of connectors. Why would that be? Well, interestingly, these connectors are of the heart, essentially from your very soul or spirit. So good tethering involves the innermost part of who you are. That is a very strong tether. Okay, we have talked about the reason for tethering. We've talked about the process of tethering, and now we're going to talk about being willing to be tethered. Tying someone into anything against their will usually backfires. Perhaps this is why God created free will. Equally, this is likely why he does not force people to choose him. In fact, he rarely forces anything. He knows that people do best when they engage strong tethers from the heart. Perhaps a question to consider now is this: am I willing to be connected permanently to God? Or am I fighting a connection with Him in some way? The next question to ask in either case is, why? You have to be willing to be tethered in order for it to be a healthy, purposeful, and honorable connection. Let's look for just a minute at hope. Everyone longs for hope, even people who don't believe in Jesus. So why is hope so important? Scripture suggests there is a hope that does not disappoint. Romans 5 verse 5 says this: hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts. There it is again. God's love poured into your life, your heart. You have hoped for things and been disappointed, and so have I. The experience of no hope is devastating. As life goes on, you learn to use disclaimers like this: well, let's hope for the best and prepare for the worst. Or have you ever heard this one? Well, I hope so, but there's no guarantee. This kind of hope is shaky and undependable. This is the hope that disappoints. Subsequently, it's not the hope of Scripture. Biblical hope is tenacious. Tenacious means stubborn, obstinate, firm, resolute, and persistent. That's the kind of hope you need. Now let's talk about rock-solid power. Hope that does not disappoint is rock-solid power. Guaranteed. No disclaimers needed. Incidentally, this hope is strongly connected to God's purposes. In fact, it's a tether that won't break, tear, or even snap. Well, why not? How can you be certain about this hope, especially if you are suffering and holding on and waiting? Hope that tethers you to God has strong threads of God's love interlaced throughout the cord. It literally weaves the person on the other end of hope directly into the fabric of God's love. God's love is powerful strength. It's a divine force. It's an uncompromising connection. And it's a critical component that empowers hope. God's powerful love cannot be conquered. His love is the fullness of hope. For all people, God's great love has been poured out. Remarkably, if you have trusted Jesus for forgiveness and eternal life, it's been poured into your heart. That's incredible. The God of all hope literally lives inside you. So your hope does not, cannot disappoint. The Bible says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." That's from Romans 15, verse 13. Why does God's hope make a difference in your daily living? Simply this: because God is on the other end of it. Here are some ways God makes a difference with hope. First of all, His love literally transforms you. Also, it empowers and enables you to live a successful, healthy life. Further, your worth and value to God is unquestioned. You are precious to Him. Another point is this: while you and I were nobodies, well, let's correct that, while we were evil bodies, Jesus died for us. It's sobering to pick up hope, knowing Jesus died to provide it. Still, that's the purpose. If you're without hope, God wants to provide it. The final way God makes a difference with hope is this. He pours His own life into your spirit as you follow Him. God's hope grows stronger in you as you continually receive it. Then, as you add thankfulness to God for giving His love, His hope becomes a tenacious cord that binds you to His heart. And that's another invisible thing. Well, next, after thankfulness, as you choose to rejoice in His great love, you find nothing can separate you from Him. That's from Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. You always have an incredible companion. And that is another invisible blessing. And then finally, as you share God's love with other people, you partner with God's heart and His motive for the whole idea of tethering. Now, this becomes an invisible blessing to others. Interestingly, there's hardly a person alive who'd be willing to give up their life for you, even if you were perfect. Why? Well, because life is precious. It is not to be thrown away. Human life is precious to God. Subsequently, He made it His business to protect your life. How did He do that? He stepped in to offer His own life in your stead. So when you were not good, Jesus gave up His precious life to save your precious life. That's love. That's hope. It's a strong tether. You will never understand this hope until you actually choose God's love. When a person experiences this love, this belonging, the care from God, they discover God's hope is tenacious, plus it's kind. Subsequently, they choose on their own to tether themselves to God. What's the result? Well, it's an incredibly invisible, strong bond. On top of that, God promises to secure your commitment to Him with His even stronger commitment to you. This is another invisible connection that lasts for eternity. So, move closer to God's great heart. That move is a winning strategy on a chessboard, and you're on a chessboard in your life. Every time it's your move in some way, make sure it's closer to Jesus. My granddaughter once said, "When we pray, we often start with, 'Dear Lord.' I've been thinking about just how dear God is, and about He really is Lord. So we should start our prayers with, 'Dear Lord.'" I think she's right. Incidentally, that's why God tethers you to hope, because He is very dear and He is Lord. Remarkably, He pursues intimate connection with you. He wants to do life with you. He is your dearest friend, plus He is your Lord. And most impressive, God is your hope. Here are some application thoughts and questions. Number one, have you tethered yourself to God? If not, what's blocking you? Second, do you want to stay close to God in His love? Three, do you believe God's hope does not disappoint? Number four, how do you express that God is dear to you each day? Just wanted to mention that portions of this content came from our book, It's Your Move. That's a devotional book that takes you through the book of Romans, and it powerfully challenges you to live with perspective and purpose. I highly recommend it to you for your quiet time with the Lord. You can find It's Your Move in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. And now I have a special announcement. Our free devotional activity course, Prepare for Easter, starts Easter week, Monday through Easter Sunday. You can sign up to help prepare your heart for Easter. The content is short and encouraging. You can also listen to the content if you'd prefer. But of course, first sign up, and then you click on the player above each day's content. We're also published on most podcast apps. If you're already signed up with the Alive and Active Life podcast, you will receive each day's Easter content in your feed. If you need help finding us on your app, we actually have some instructions on our website on how to get signed up. Okay, let's do a quick overview of this Easter devotional and activity course. Prepare for Easter features the following three things. First, a brief daily focus. This is a short reflective thought that focuses your heart by exploring a very special role Jesus has in your life. It's quite encouraging. The second thing is a fun activity. You can engage a daily fun activity by yourself, as a family, with a friend, or with a group. And then the third thing is a teaching point, which combines the devotional thought and the fun activity in a very meaningful way. Oh, you also receive a bonus post. Here's what that's called. When you run out of ideas of where to hide an Easter basket. So sign up to prepare your heart for Easter and be encouraged in God's love for you. Before I give you the sign-up address, I want to tell you about a timely heads up. On day three of the fun activity, we use the resurrection eggs to tell the Easter story with a little reminder token in each egg. You can get your set if you order right away. Okay, so you can order on Amazon and just put in the search bar, resurrection eggs. You could call or visit your local Christian bookstore and inquire about them, or you could make your own. And incidentally, it is fun and simple to make your own set. In the show notes of this episode, there's a link to the article of this episode. In the article, look near the bottom where we make the announcement for Prepare for Easter. And you'll see a picture of items that go in each egg. The other option, just go to our website and put the name of this episode in the search bar. You will find the same information. Now, if you decide not to order the set, our content actually gives additional activity options. Alive and Active Life wants your Easter week to be special by connecting with Jesus. So, sign up to participate. You'll be glad you did. Here is the sign-up web link. www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. Again, www.aliveandactivelife.org/courses. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app, or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.